and we're coming up on 9:20 in the morning on this Wednesday, August 2nd. You are tuned to Grecian Echoes here on WNTN 1550 AM in Cambridge, Needham in Boston, and we are streaming at WNTN.com. It's Wednesdays with Mileti and your host, Mileti Poliopoulos. At this time, I have a very special guest joining us. He's been on the air here before, Mr. Nicholas Lambros. And he just came back. I want to ask him about this whole summer journey that he's on. He attended the Heritage Greece program at the American College of Thessaloniki and Anatolia College in Athens. It's a two-week journey to connect with your roots. And we'll be asking him about that and also about being on the staff at the Metropolis of Boston camp and how summer session went. Let's start off with our Kalimera. Kalimera, Nicholas. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Wonderful. So this is just amazing. These two things that you have back to back. Has it been an amazing journey so far for you?
So far, yes. It's been quite the whirlwind of a summer. It's been very fun. Finally back home after over a month of going.
Oh boy, that's a lot. So how did you find out about the Heritage program?
So one of my friends had done the Heritage Greece Athens program last summer, and he had recommended that I apply this summer for one of their two programs. They offer either a Athens-based one or a Thessaloniki-based one. And I chose the Thessaloniki-based program since I'd already been to Athens.
Oh, okay.
And I wanted to see Thessaloniki, where my mom was born.
Oh, that's nice. So the eligibility, you can apply for this program if you're enrolled at an undergraduate or graduate as a graduate student with a 3.0 grade point average. And you have to be of U.S. or Canadian Hellenic descent, but a U.S. Canadian citizen between 18 and 26 years old. And preferably, they say it's your first time visit to Greece. Now, you've been to Greece before. How about the other people you were with? Were there any people that was their first trip to Greece?
Yes, there were actually quite a few people who had never been. And the people who had been, it was usually only once. There were one or two people who had been born in Greece and then moved to America as children or as teenagers.
Right. So so really a mixture of people then, a few people that were recent immigrants, and then the rest of you are probably second, third generation, we'll say.
Yes.
Oh, that's good. So how did it work? So did they coordinate your flights for you, or how? Tell us.
We organized our own flights. We were given a specific time and day basically to get there. And then they arranged shuttles from the airport. So we'd have someone from the college, our RAs, met us there. And a big group of us would hop on the bus and we drove off to the college or off to the hotel.
Wow. And did you bunk together or did you have private rooms?
Nope. So it was two people per room.
Good. And you and your brother Chris had gone as well this year, didn't he? Or was he at the, he was at the camp.
So he also went to Greece, but he went with my family on vacation.
Oh, that's great. That's great. All right. So this is a good journey. So tell us about the Heritage Program. According to their website, their goal is to reconnect the participants with their heritage, roots, language, traditions, and Greek identity. And it says they have once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to explore their culture, as well as to identify and learn about the ancient past within the prism and context of modern Greece. Did the program reach its goal? Yeah,
I definitely think so. Really? It's a very, you basically get thrown into the city of Thessaloniki. We had our hotel downtown, so to do anything, you have to explore and interact. And I mean, you didn't have to speak Greek, but I made it and my goal to try to speak as much Greek as possible on the trip.
How did that work for you as a younger person? We hear so many times that when we as Greek Americans try to speak Greek, sometimes they'll look and the Greeks there will switch to English, and it's a little awkward, right? Why are they switching? Is my accent off? Or did people do that with you?
I didn't I didn't have that experience. I did have somebody ask where I was from once, but other than that, I didn't really run into that issue. I think people were just more appreciative of the effort being put into it.
Right, right. Well, that's great. Yeah. So you were speaking Greek and it was immersion. Now, had you studied ancient Greek at all, ancient Greek history?
I had. So at my college, as part of our curriculum, it's called Development of Western Civilization, where we basically go back from ancient times up to the modern era.
Oh, nice.
So my first semester is basically covered ancient Greece and Rome, as well as Byzantine era. So it was pretty interesting because Thessaloniki has both the ancient and Roman and Byzantine history.
It does. It does. And did you get to venture out of the city, maybe to Virginia or to some of the... Oh, you did. Tell us about it.
Sure. So we actually traveled quite a bit. We went to Virginia. We went to Pella. We went to Meteora.
Wow. Oh.
We also went to Yanina, Litochoro, Pozar, and then we went to the beach quite a bit in our free time.
Why not?
It was about 105 degrees some days with the humidity and sun.
Yeah.
So,
well, your camera must be filled with pictures, and you must have wonderful memories of this incredible trip. So you actually got to see some of the sites maybe that you had read about in your Western Civ class and connect things. Was there a connection for you with modern time? Because that's the question that I have.
So, yes, we actually did a lot. It was not only an ancient Greek focus. We dove into a lot more modern things. One of the most interesting places, we went to the Jewish Museum in Thessaloniki.
Beautiful.
And we saw basically the history of Thessaloniki's Jewish community, which at one point was at least a plurality of the population, if not nearly a majority. And it's something forgotten about, even though it's relatively recent history.
Mm.
And we also saw a lot of the effects of World War II and things like that, like the bunker systems and stuff like that.
Interesting, right. This is now, who were the facilitators? Were they Greeks from Greece or Greeks from here?
So we were paired with, we had two RAs who were from Anatolia College itself, from the American College of Thessaloniki, and they basically helped facilitate our day-to-day life. Right. We had two program basically coordinators from the Anatolia's administration who were also themselves Greek-Americans.
Oh.
And then we had, we were paired with professors during our classes, so we had we'd alternate between two professors, and they'd each lead different types of tours and activities geared towards their focus. So we had one who was focused more on the ancient,
yes,
and then one towards the Byzantine and modern.
Nice, nice. So was this purely a cultural heritage, or was there religious heritage as well?
Oh, there was also religious. As part, we visited a number of churches and monasteries on the trip as part of the Byzantine tours.
Right.
And on our own, some of us went off and visited monasteries on our own time, and actually got to attend the feast day of St. Paisios at the monastery in Suroti. So that was definitely an experience for me.
That's really nice. Now, did you know anyone else in the program?
I did not. I walked in to the program blind.
Really? And where were the people from? Were they primarily from the Northeast or from all over the country?
Actually, no. I believe there was only one other New Englander, and then maybe two other Northeastern people from New Jersey and Pennsylvania, and then also from Ohio. And then the rest were from the Midwest, out west, and a lot from Toronto.
Really? Well, that's really something. You know, it's a wonderful educational program. Now, you received credit for this, didn't you?
I did. It's one course credit for an art history museum practicum.
That's good. I mean, for considering it's just a 2-week program and you had a variety of things going on, And you were responsible, the participants were responsible just for their plane fare. Everything else was taken care of under the program. Were there any people from the National Hellenic Society maybe that came to talk with you, or that wasn't the time?
So as part of the program leading up to it, we were introduced to Art Demopoulos.
Oh, okay.
And he basically helped introduce us to the program. And then right after the program ended, all participants were invited to go to Washington, D.C. To attend the Heritage America program, where they'd actually get to meet members of the National Hellenic Society and a lot of prominent individuals. It just so happened to be the same time that I had signed up for camp staff. But they also offered a virtual session for those who would be able to attend. So that was basically, you're basically welcomed into the broader National Hellenic Society.
That's great.
I guess alumni network, that's the way to put it.
Yeah, the National Hellenic Society, and their website is nationalhellenicsociety.org. Is a proud association of Greek American leaders, visionaries, and philanthropists who perpetuate and celebrate our rich heritage. That's right from their website. They list their board of directors and advisors, and it's really kind of a content-rich site. It sort of has Art Demopoulos stamp to it, which is very nice. Yeah. You know, it's a very, very impressive site, and information is there on the Heritage Program. I want to switch gears just for a second then and talk now about the second part of your journey so far this summer, and that was to go back to work on the staff at the Metropolis of Boston camp for the summer session. How did that go for you?
So I got one full day home in between Greece and camp. So that was my little break I got. And then I drove up to Contoocook, New Hampshire, and started a 2-week staffing.
Okay. And you've been there before. Was this your second year or third year as being on staff?
This is my third year on summer staff. And I've also been staff in the winter and then in the fall.
Oh, okay. So, and your brother Chris had gone as well.
Yes, this was his second year on staff.
Yeah, it's such a great program up there. Metropolis of Boston Camp is .org is their website. And this was all part of the vision of His Eminence Metropolitan Methodios, the spiritual leader of the Greek Orthodox Metropolis of Boston. Way back in 1990, he had the vision of building a camp where Greek Orthodox youth from around New England could gather, share and enhance their faith and cultural experience, strengthen their relationship with God, and establish lifelong friendships. And did that, all of that happen for you there? Is that what's going on?
Yeah.
I wish I was so young again. You guys look like you have so much fun. You really do.
It really was. It was a very, this session was actually one of the busiest summers in the camp's history. I'm not sure if it was the second largest or third largest summer in the camp's history, but it's been growing continuously for the past few years. We also had the Cosmos Project going on at the same time as the camp this time. So we had 26, young adults from Thessaloniki actually come and stay at our camp this week.
Oh, you're kidding. What fun. I didn't know
it
anything.
It was really cool.
What is the Cosmos Project? Is it some sort of exchange?
Sure, yeah. So it's an exchange program between our camp and then the metropolis of Stavropoli and Neapoli, right in northwestern Thessaloniki.
Yeah.
Where we send a group of staff, young adults from our metropolis and beyond, to their camp in Chalkidiki, which is going to be happening today, I believe, yesterday.
Right.
And they sent theirs to us for 2 weeks. 1 week they spend at our camp, where they got to be part of our program, and we get to take them out and about on our breaks and introduce them to American culture, which is definitely a blast. And then the next week, this week, they're traveling around New England and getting to see what that's all about. So they're going fishing on the Cape. They're exploring Portsmouth, New Hampshire. They're going to be going up to Maine and going to Boston and more.
That's fantastic. From what you know, is it the same sort of, is it a faith-based camp or is it?
Their camp, yes.
It is. Oh, good, 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 good. So, yeah. That's excellent. That's really good. Again, the website, and we want to just tell people so that they can go and take a look on their own time, metropolisofbostoncamp.org. There is an opportunity for you to participate, no matter how old you are. You can participate by donating one of the fundraisers. There are a couple of big fundraisers each year, but just in spreading the word, and the website, again, is beautiful. There's pictures of you. I used the picture from that website. And I saw your bio there, which was interesting because it was different than the bio that you had given me a few months ago. And I just wanted to let, for those of you who are just listening, our guest this morning is Nicholas Lambros. He was raised and lives in Cranston, Rhode Island. And now on the website, it says this will be his second summer, but you've said now third summer. It's been his third summer as a staff member. He attends Providence College as a political science major. He works at his family's law office. And while he isn't working, he enjoys gardening and making brick oven pizzas. I didn't know that about you. So that's fantastic. And on top of that, he's an avid genealogical researcher. Nicholas, are you still keeping up with the history project at your church in Cranston?
I am. I have a big batch of files to drop back off at my church this Sunday because I finished cataloging them. So
that's,
it's going well.
That's so great. Nicholas and I share a passion, the same passion, for preserving our heritage. And he is leading a project there to collect and document the history of the beautiful church in Cranston. So if anyone has, and that's the general area, Providence, Rhode Island, Cranston, if anyone has any history or any memories or any artifacts or doesn't know what to do with their pictures or newspaper clippings, the person to contact at the Cranston Church is Nicholas Lambros. It's so nice speaking with you. Thank you for sharing with us and opening our eyes to some of the wonderful things that are out there. You know, today's world, Nicholas, is so much sad things that are in the news, so many things to be down. Either at the Heritage Program in Greece, whether it's for, I want to talk about modern day issues. Do you talk about those things at camp or is it all just fun in the sun kind of thing?
No, that we definitely dive into more serious topics. There's times basically where we do that. We have Orthodox Life, which is usually led by, well, it is always led by a clergy member who basically addresses these topics, more serious things, especially for kids, like bullying and,
that's
and stuff
good.
Like that, and poor behavior, stuff like that. And then during devotionals, kids can share maybe more difficult things they're going through, and we can find ways to help them either as a group or whatever way we can.
You know, everyone that I've talked with that has been through the campus has described it as a transformational experience. And so it was, and I see that when I see several people, I can tell that they've been to camp together because, you know, that there's this bonding, you know, this pareja, but you've been on a journey. And you've been down the road, which is really fun. What really lifted me up, and I don't know who took the videos and who took the photos, but was the end of the program celebration at the camp where the orchestra Enosis was performing. People were dancing, I think, on the basketball court.
That was a blast. So since we had the Cosmos kids here from Greece, they had a, for the last week, they just had a Greek Glendy with live music, Greek dancing. They had corna macabre. They had frappé stands. They had Greek pastry.
Oh.
It was really fun. It was something different than what we normally do.
Yeah.
And it was definitely one of the best camp night experiences I think we've had in a while.
It looked like so much fun. And, you know, what was so exciting was when I was watching the videos, there was some old songs that were playing, and I saw people singing along.
Yeah.
Were they the people from here or the people from Greece? Either way, it was beautiful.
I think a little bit of both.
It was so nice. It was so nice to see. I always say, Nicholas, when I get older, I hope there's someone there to open the door of the church. I hope there's someone there that will sing that song while I'm old and sitting by the dance floor, by the stage, you know. And so this is what about week. We preserve our heritage and continue our traditions. So thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Of course. Happy to be here.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, our guest this morning was Mr. Nicholas Lambros, a young man who is studying at Providence College, who just attended the Heritage Program in Greece, in Thessaloniki. The Heritage Program is by the National Hellenic Society. Nicholas is also back for his third time as a staff member of the camp. The Metropolis of Boston camp, which is also, in my mind, it's award-winning. Beautiful things are happening there. Well, it's Wednesdays with Mileti, and your host, Mileti Pouliopoulos.